The views and opinions heard on You Talking Good are not necessarily the principles or practices of Pastor Galen Leverett and the Greater House of Prayer Church.
Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Whatever the time zone is, wherever you are. And you are experiencing right here, right now, another episode of You Talking Good. This is your host, Evangelist Deborah Leverett. And I'm here with my incredible co-host, Minister Cheryl Fowler.
Hello.
We are so glad to be bringing to you another episode of this podcast.
Absolutely.
Now, we are wherever podcasts can be found. Mm-hmm. iTunes, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, wherever you would normally listen to a podcast, that's where we are. Yes. We're excited about it, and we thank God for all of our faithful fans and friends and followers.
Absolutely.
Those people who have subscribed to us from all points all across the country.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
In Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, North Carolina.
Florida.
Gosh, South Carolina.
Indiana, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Virginia, New York.
Man.
Alabama, Ohio. Let's not forget Alabama and Ohio.
Absolutely.
We are so, so grateful to all of you.
Yes, we are.
We have not started our national marketing campaign yet, but you're getting ready to experience our going as far as we can go with the podcast. We hope that you've been enjoying these episodes.
Yes.
Don't forget to
like, share, and subscribe.
Yes.
Please.
And thank you. And we have really been enjoying your comments.
Yes.
We really appreciate all of your comments, all your questions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been very, very transparent.
Yes.
During the month of February, we brought you a lot of episodes about love and relationships.
Dating
and sex and marriage. A lot of these things we really can't talk about.
In the pulpit.
So we talk about them here on the podcast.
Yes.
One lady wrote in and she said that she was going to use, I think it's episode 11 or 12, episode 11 or 12, the one about legacy.
Yes.
She's going to use that and have a family watch night.
Wow.
She thought that was a really, really good idea to use that as a platform, as a plateau to have a discussion with her family about their legacy and things that they plan to do and leave for future generations.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for sharing that with us. We really, it warms our heart. We really, really appreciate it.
Indeed.
So let's get busy tonight. We're going to be talking about, maybe you haven't realized it, we're going to be talking about get that money.
Get that money so you can build financial prosperity.
To get that money.
That's our famous word for this week, prosperity.
Now, we're not talking about you going to work and getting more money. We're not talking about you trying to get a loan. We're not trying to talk about you getting a payday loan or a title loan, nothing like that. We're not talking about that.
Those are loan sharks.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay.
Loan sharks.
Oh, Lord God. What we want you to do.
That charge you astronomically. I mean, these rates are unbelievable. When you go to these payday loan places, you'll borrow $500 and before you know it, you're giving them back $2,000 or $3,000 in interest. That is highway crookery.
So we're not
robbery.
Talking about
so we're not talking about
what we're going to talk about is unclaimed property.
Unclaimed property.
And
absolutely.
So we may not laugh and giggle as much as we normally do. We're going to have a good time because we're going to help you get paid.
Absolutely.
We're going to help you get this money. Money that belongs to you that you didn't even know that you had.
Absolutely.
So that's what we came to educate you about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money out there in your state. This is not just Chicago or Illinois. Regardless as to what state you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Illinois, Texas, Alabama.
Carolinas, both Carolinas, North Carolina, South Carolina,
Tennessee,
Alaska, Missouri.
It doesn't matter where you live.
Nope.
Your state treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a political campaign either. This is not what this is about.
Nope.
Your state treasurer has a lot of unclaimed property. What is unclaimed property? Let's first of all talk about that. What's unclaimed property?
So unclaimed property. It's property, basically, if your parents, grandparents passed away, they left maybe land, homes. I've even seen where they've had jewelry and some other belongings. So the state can't hold on to
absolutely
any of that money or property. It belongs to you. They're holding it
exactly.
as safekeeping,
exactly.
if you will.
Exactly. So it could be life insurance policies.
Yes, life insurance.
401ks.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be, exactly, it could be savings accounts, mm-hmm. checking accounts. Mm-hmm. It could also be an overpayage, an overage from a hospital bill. Maybe
yes.
you overpaid, mm-hmm. or maybe you overpaid a dentist, or maybe you had some money from a profit sharing.
Yes.
So what happens is these people that are holding these funds, they try and get in touch with you. Mm-hmm. But like many people in America, you move around. You
yes.
change your address.
Absolutely.
And so once your address is changed and it comes back to them that they were not able to send you mm-hmm. the hard copy check or whatever,
yes.
then it go after a period of time, it goes to the state of Illinois, or it
yes.
goes to your state.
Correct.
Goes to your state, whatever your state mm-hmm. is. And they are waiting for you to claim it.
Yes.
They're waiting for you to claim it.
Absolutely, because again, they can't do anything.
They can't spend it. They can't flush it out and use it for highways or projects or anything. So we're going to tell you tonight
yep.
how to claim it. You may not even know that you're sitting on this money.
Correct.
So we're going to tell you, though, how to find out
if
you have a claim, if your mom has a claim, your sister, your brother, anyone
aunts,
in your family.
Uncles.
So mm-hmm. we're going to show you how to do that. First thing you're going to do is you don't have to have a laptop or a desktop or an iPad. You can do it right on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can go into whatever your search engine is
mm-hmm.
and you can go into Google,
yes.
Yahoo, Bing. It doesn't matter.
Correct.
Whatever your search engine is,
mm-hmm.
you're going to type in state treasurer.
Yes.
Whatever your state is. I want you to type in your state.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you're going to type in Alabama state treasurer.
Correct.
Unclaimed property.
Yes.
If you're here in Illinois, hi, Vinny. Hi, jury. How are you? Jury, I want you to listen to this. You're going to type in Texas
mm-hmm.
state treasurer
mm-hmm.
unclaimed property.
Yes.
There is a website. Now, don't get uneasy as soon as I say website. Oh, it's a scam. Oh, it's a hustle. No,
it's not.
It's a secured website.
Yes.
So you're going to type in your state. Let's
mm-hmm.
say if you're in Missouri, you're going to
mm-hmm.
type in Missouri
yes.
state treasurer unclaimed property.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to type in. Put your state in first, right?
Yes.
Where you live currently.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to put that state in. State treasurer, unclaimed property.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to click on that link,
mm-hmm.
and they have very simple instructions. The first thing you need to do is a search.
Search.
You need to do a search. So they're mm-hmm. going to ask you, I'm putting my glasses on so I can walk you through this. You're going to type in your last name.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your last name is, you're going to type that in.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to ask you for your first name. You're going to type that in,
mm-hmm.
your city, and your zip code.
Yes.
Now, they may ask you for a property ID. You don't have one.
You don't have one.
You don't have one yet. Don't worry about that.
Correct.
You can skip that and then you can just hit the search bar. Click on the search bar.
Yes.
Now, once you do that,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see a list of people that have similar last names to yours.
Yes.
And they're going to all be in alphabetical order
mm-hmm.
according to first name.
Correct.
So like my last name is Leverett.
Mm-hmm.
I might see Ashford Leverett. I might see Avalon Leverett,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Allen Leverett.
Absolutely.
I'm going to keep scrolling down
until
we get to the D's and I see Deborah Leverett.
Absolutely.
Now, if I don't see anything from my name,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about it. Don't
nope.
panic.
Don't
panic, because then what you can do is you can come out and you can search your mom's name.
Yes.
Now, when you get ready to search your mom's name, you need to search your mom's
maiden name. And then now her married name.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to do two searches for your mom.
Absolutely.
You're going to do two searches mm-hmm. for your dad.
Yes.
Like, because you know, a lot of people use fake names.
We
know that's another podcast
that's
another day.
A whole
but you're going to put in all of their names and you're going to search them one at a time,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You're going to do the same thing for your grandparents,
mm-hmm.
for your grandmother,
mm-hmm.
your grandfather, on
yes.
both sides.
On both sides,
your of
maternal
the family.
And paternal.
Now,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to parents and grandparents, maybe they didn't always live here in Illinois. Maybe
There's
they lived in other states.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have to go on that state's website
mm-hmm.
and look up their names,
yes,
right?
You will.
And
mm-hmm.
I know about this because my grandmother was married three times.
Wow.
Oh yeah, girl. She had a lot. Okay. She was married three times. So you have to look up all three of those names. You know, she got a divorce. That wasn't working. She married again. That one wasn't working. But, you know, you get the picture.
We get the picture.
Hey, Kevin Montfort, God bless you. You get it, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to search. This is important. Mm-hmm. Because when that name comes up, most of the state websites, mm-hmm. they give you an option to share it.
Yes.
Share it means that you want an email sent to
yes.
the person, right?
Absolutely.
Because maybe you're not the heir, maybe it's someone else.
Correct.
Or they're going to give you the option to hit claim.
Mm-hmm.
Claim doesn't mean, bam, mm-hmm. you're going to hit claim and you're going to get a check. No,
nah.
They're going to send you, they're mm-hmm. going to email you. It's going mm-hmm. to probably take about an hour or two.
Correct.
But they're going to email you a claim number
mm-hmm.
or a property ID number.
Correct.
Then you're going to have a form that yeah, you
that
need
you
to
need
fill
to
out.
Complete. Yes.
Now, hello, Dontre, God bless you. Look, you're going to fill out this form.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need to fill out a form? Because they need to make sure you're you.
Absolutely.
You're going to fill out that form. Now, a lot of times they'll let you apply online.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I say about doing the claim online is you got to upload your birth certificate.
Yes.
You may have to upload some death certificates, things of mm-hmm. that nature.
Absolutely.
So I think it's if you don't have those things readily available, right?
Yeah.
And you got to get a birth certificate or you got to yeah. get a death certificate.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Don't panic people
nope,
and say,
it's really not hard.
I knew
not at
this
all.
Was going to be too complicated.
Not.
I'm not going to do it. No. That's the problem with us right now. We
exactly.
talked about that in episode one.
Right
and
there.
You need to have an idea of where they used to live. Now, let me tell you something. You know where they used to live.
Amen.
You know the addresses. And you will see a lot. You'll see those old
yes.
addresses
yes.
come up.
Yes.
It's going to give you the option to either share it,
mm-hmm.
meaning that the state treasurer is going to send them an email.
Yes.
So it behooves you to kind of know their email address,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or they're mm-hmm. going to let you claim it right then and there.
Yep.
So claim it means that you're going to click on it
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to email you a form.
Absolutely.
Now, hang on. Let me explain this because I don't want you to get thirsty and uneasy and get manipulative. Hey, Beverly, God bless you, my sister. Look, now, in some states, they're going to ask you, are you an heir
mm-hmm.
or are you a sibling? Because let's say it's your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I happen to be an only child. Hallelujah. So that meant all the money came to this girl right here. Okay. Okay. But that's okay. But we're going to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like my husband, Pastor Leverett, he has four siblings.
Okay.
And so there is some unclaimed property for his dad.
Okay.
So they are going, the state is going to split that
four ways. Absolutely.
Because all four of them are still living. You see what I'm
yes,
saying? So
yes.
now he has to send in his birth certificate
mm-hmm.
and his three sisters' birth certificates.
Wow.
And then he has to send in the dad's death certificate. Now, how do I get all of that? If I don't have those documents, how do I get them? You need to go to, tell them how to get the documents.
You need to go down to your local city hall.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you
mm-hmm.
they would have a
exactly.
record of that.
Exactly. So you can go. It's not going to cost you a lot.
Nope.
You can go down to the city hall. If you're here in Chicago, you can go to city hall.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to cost you anywhere between $11 or $17.
Roughly.
They're going to want you to show a picture ID.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a state ID. It can be your driver's license.
Yeah.
You're going to give them the
mm-hmm.
person's name, the approximate date of death. You may not have the exact date of death,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
You know when you were born, so you can get your birth certificate.
Absolutely.
But you're going to, and they're going to bring it up on the computer. It's not like it used to be years ago. Where you got
to
take a seat
on
the bench.
Oh my
goodness. They got to pull out the long, drawn out file cabinets, girl. They don't know how to spell it. You don't know how to spell it. No, those days are over because everything is computerized.
Yes.
As soon as you type, they type in first name and last name, boom, it's going to come up
instantaneously.
Right away.
Just
right
boom.
Away. Mm. And you pay for it. They take debit cards, credit cards, and cash.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't live in a major metropolis, don't worry about that. Go to your local courthouse.
Yes.
Go to your local courthouse,
yes.
and they will help you obtain birth certificates and death certificates.
Yes.
Once you get that,
mm-hmm.
make a copy. Make a copy for yourself because you're going to send those originals. You're going to send them in with your claim form. I got one person on here saying, go to the Vital Records Vital office. Records,
yes.
You can go, thank you so much, yes. Marcus. God bless you. Yes. Go to Vital the Records. Vital Records office, mm-hmm. and they will pull these records for you.
Yes.
Now, why do I need these documents? Because you have to prove that you're not trying to scam the state.
Yes.
That's why. Nobody else can get this money unless you were biologically related to the person,
yes.
or unless it's actually yours. Now, listen to me. Listen to me real
Tell
good. I want you to sit down and hear me good.
Talk good to them.
A lot of times it'll say over $100 or it'll say under $100.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people, oh, it's just under $100. I don't want that. Listen to me now. Listen to me good.
Times are hard. You need every dime you can get your hand. As a matter of fact, you need to take the whiskers on Abraham Lincoln beard from the penny to put together
Let
to get your money.
Let Stop. Me tell you something.
Don't throw away nothing.
I'm finna help you tonight. Normally, our podcast comes on and it goes straight to YouTube. I'm finna help you tonight.
Come on.
If a check is less than $100, you need to go ahead and claim it. Let me tell you why.
Come on.
Because once they send you that check, depending upon how long they were holding that money,
that
check has interest. It has interest.
You will be in the money.
You're going to be in the money. I promise you. Let me tell you something. I had a check that was less than $100, and I claimed it 2-3 months later. I got a check for $1,700.
Amen.
Look because they have been holding that small check for so long that they owed me interest on the money. Now, I'm trying to help you. A lot of you all have thousands and thousands of dollars sitting on the unclaimed property website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did I find out about this? See, I'm not going to take credit for things that I don't do. Hi, Bishop. God bless you. God bless you, all of my Facebook followers. I love you guys so much. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you how this happened. I was sitting in choir rehearsal at Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer.
Okay.
Brother Leroy Patton, okay, who is now minister, Minister Leroy Patton. At that time, he was, you know, solo singer.
Mm-hmm.
He got up and he said, Evangelist, I saw your name on this website. I said, what is he talking about? But I didn't, you know, he gave everybody the website. Mm-hmm. This had to be about maybe 12, 13 years ago.
Okay.
I went home. I looked it up.
Sure enough.
Don't y'all make me run. My name was on there. My name was on there. My grandmother's name was on there. My grandfather's name was on there. Now, hang on. I'm getting ready to bless you tonight for real. For real, for real. My grandfather had a will. But the will had not gone through probate. Explain to them what that means, Minister Fowler.
Well, I tell you about probate. If you, say, for instance, parents pass away, they leave a will, but they don't really specify in the will who gets what, so on and so forth. That all of that property and whatever will go straight to the probate court. And guess what? Woo, you got to wait for them to settle
exactly
before you're laid claim to that. And believe you me, the state will take every dime down to the whiskers on Abraham Lincoln beard. You really gonna be broke.
So let me tell you what happened. Had the will,
mm-hmm.
and I really did not know how to proceed with it. So I called the Illinois State Treasurer's office.
Look at that.
I called the office, nicest lady in the world. Mm-hmm. She explained to me,
mm-hmm.
she said, this is what I want you to do. She said, I want you to take the will down to the probate office
Absolutely.
In City Hall.
Absolutely.
She said, I want you to get in line.
Mm-hmm.
She said, it's probably going to cost you about $11 or $12.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell them that you need the probate seal on this will.
Yes.
My grandfather had signed it. He had specified everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Minister Fowler
mm-hmm.
said,
mm-hmm.
the attorney had signed it, but
yes.
it had never had a probate seal on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down there, middle of the week, long story short, got in line. And the lady said, oh, how many copies do you want? She said, because once I put this seal on it, we're going to keep it. I said, oh. She said, you have to pay $11 for every copy. So I got 3 or 4 copies of
okay.
it. And you're going to feel the seal because you can feel
Absolutely.
It. It's embedded into the paper.
Like a raised
exactly.
seal.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady from the state treasurer's office told me, she said, mail it the original in to us. She said, and this is going to take about 6 to 8 weeks. See, let me tell you something. You got to wait.
And you got to be patient.
You got to, honey, you got to wait.
Absolutely.
Just like she said, I wish I could tell you the amount. can't tell you the amount of the check that they sent me, plus the interest. I wish I could tell you.
She was.
I can't tell you. I'm about to tear this microphone down. I can't tell you. This money had been sitting there all of this time. So when I got the money, I was so nervous when I got the check. I didn't tell nobody. I didn't even tell Pastor Lever.
Thought it was going to disintegrate. I was like so scared. Mission Impossible.
Honey,
this will self-destruct.
When I tell you, he's a miracle worker. I cashed that check. But let me tell you what I did. I called Brother Leroy Patton.
Amen.
At that time, he was Brother Leroy Patton.
Okay.
But I called Minister Leroy Patton. I said, mm-hmm. I would have never had this had it not been for you telling me that my name was on there.
So
and I gave him. I gave him. I didn't give him no coin. You know, yeah, gave him a nice little piece of change.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm not looking for you to send us any change, but I want you to get this money. I want you to get this money. So once a month, I go on the state treasurer's website.
Okay.
At least once a month. Pastor Leverett had something sitting on there last week. My daughter has something sitting on there. My son done already got his check. Check came in the mail, honey. He went on to his room and ain't said nothing to nobody. You know, people, something else. Christians.
Christians. He got that
honey,
money.
He's a miracle worker.
Money.
You need to look up your name.
Get on it.
Look up your husband's name. Look up your significant other's name. Look up your ex's name.
Look up anybody's name.
Okay.
That's affiliated with you.
Right. Look up your sister and brother's name. Now, listen to me. My husband's uncle married a woman. Their first names are identical. So,
oh wow,
we looked them up last week. They've got about 11 claims on that site. 11 claims. And they're all over $100. So he had to call his cousins and say, you all better get together. He called their children and said, you all better get together, get these death certificates together, get your birth certificates together so you all can claim all
Absolutely.
Of this money. You're sitting up on money that you don't know anything about.
Always saying,
listen to me, those of you in Texas, Alabama, Ohio, Florida,
Missouri.
New York, I don't care where you are.
Absolutely.
Get on this state treasurer's unclaimed property website.
Absolutely.
Look up everybody's name.
Yes.
And then you all get together. Now, this is the time where teamwork really pays off, right?
Teamwork can truly make the dream.
Honey,
work.
I promise you, you're going to get paid with this teamwork. Okay.
Legitimately paid. Not anything else. This legitimately paid.
And if you get lost in the process, there is a phone number
mm-hmm.
where you can call them and they will walk you through the process. Don't walk away from this money.
Please don't.
Don't walk because it's yours. It's yours.
Yours and only yours.
It's yours. It's yours for the, honey, you have not. Now, listen, I know the Bible says you have not because you ask not, but I tell people you have not because you do not. You do not do what you're supposed to do.
Period.
Get on this website and get this money. Get this money. Now, I don't care. You may not be the best speller in the world. Honey, spell it the best you can.
Absolutely.
Spell it the best you can.
I guarantee.
And start searching through the names. Start searching through the names.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be pleasantly surprised. You're going to be pleasantly surprised because they want you to have the money. They really do. Because they can't do anything with it. If it's land, they want you to have it. If it's a house, whatever it is, you know, these checks and stuff, they want you to have it.
Absolutely.
Because they've been holding on to it all the time.
Absolutely.
And to be honest, it makes the state treasurer look good that they're able to connect people with all of this missing money and property.
Unclaimed property. Absolutely.
It makes that particular state treasurer look good. Like
Absolutely.
He or she is really
doing his or her job.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So look, I want you to put it in the comment section. All you
Please
got to do is say, I found my name. I found my mom's name.
Absolutely.
I found my dad's name. I don't want to know how much. I'm
nope,
not going to ask you.
Our
I'm not
going
to ask you. I don't want you to give me no offering. I don't want you to give me no love
Nothing.
Offering. I don't want you to send me your tithes. Don't send
Nothing.
Don't send it. Don't send nothing to me. Don't
just
send it.
Say,
I just want you.
The money.
I just want you to say, I found my name. I found my dad's name. I found somebody's name. You were right. Put it in the comment section. There's a new episode of You Talking Good. Comes out every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
On YouTube. We want you to like, share, and
subscribe. Absolutely.
So look, start looking. Start searching.
Please start looking.
Start searching.
We definitely want you to have what is rightfully
it's yours. It's yours. So look, we wanted to come on here. This is our public service announcement to all of you all over the country. We know, look, you may say, well, I don't really need nothing. Honey, okay, I'll tell you what you do. You go in there and claim it and then send it to me if you don't need it.
You can send it to me.
Okay.
Hey.
Send it to me and my squad. Send it to me and my producer and the production team. And send we can buy another camera, another microphone. Look,
you can have a little bit of everything.
I promise you it's going to help me with my marketing campaign.
Absolutely.
Sitting up here talking about you don't need it. Free money. It's your money. You have earned it. You have worked for it. Your parents have worked.
Absolutely.
They have worked. Your grandparents. So look, we need you to go ahead and claim this money. Come
on. Please, please, thank
you.
Please.
Thank you, all of you, for tuning in, for watching, for following us. You better look, get on this website. Please, please, please get on this website and get what's rightfully yours.
Absolutely. And from our podcast to your purses and pocketbooks,
get this money.
Get this money. Money, 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 money.
Y'all know she crazy. Y'all know she be tripping.
It's the OJs. Get this money.
Get the money.
Get the money.
God bless you. We love you.
We love you more.